junior high school then?
We went directly from Linwood to Taft Junior High School there at 23rd and May in Oklahoma City. I went 3 months to Taft, and then we moved to California. Then I came back to Taft as a ninth grader. It was wonderful coming back. I had this interest in student council. My best friend, Jim Webster, a dear, dear friend, and to this day my best friend, unbeknownst to me, had been elected president of the first semester at Taft when I returned. Jim found out how much I liked student council work, so he proceeded to manage my campaign for student council president at Taft the next semester. And it didn't hurt to have my cousin Jane, who was an entertainer even in junior high school, also campaigning for us.
Then you're on to high school?
Right, and to Classen High School there at 18th and Classen in Oklahoma City. That transition was one of the hardest, though, between having been at Taft and been the president of the student council and going to Classen as a ninth grader. I was very lucky because I knew so many people. I got elected president of the Classen, the 10th grade class, and was realizing more of my ambition of being involved in student government. But I got so high on myself that I lost sight of the fact that it wasn't me that was doing this. It was other people that were helping me. And I got too big for my britches. So I ran for class president as a junior and got whipped. I mean, not just beaten, but whipped soundly by a wonderful guy named Bob Wood. That knockdown helped me more in politics than anything that happened up to that time. I decided that it was me, not anybody else, that was responsible. So that's when I decided to learn every name of every student I could in that high school. And I probably got 90-some-odd percent of them down. I could call them by name in the hallway.
How many would that have been about?
Well, there were 1,825 then. Probably 1,600 names I had absolutely down. And not just the first name. I'd remember their first name or their last name. That turned out to be the best vehicle for helping me later in politics you could ever see.
So when you went walking down the hallway, you could just call out their names.
The first name. Joe, Mary, John. You know, we didn't slap hands like they do nowadays, but you waved or whatever. And it enabled me as a second semester junior to win the student council race without a runoff.
And your senior year, then you won the presidency.
Well, I won it actually in the spring of my junior year to serve the senior year.
Oh, I see.
And so I came into the senior year with everything that I had ever hoped for. I'm president of student council. I made the varsity basketball team. I'm making good grades. I'm getting ready to go to college. All the things that you dream about were coming true, and I call that my salad days.
This trait of remembering people's names, didn't you continue that?
I did. Oh, yeah, I did when I was in college. I tried to determine whether I wanted to get in college student government or try a different route. There was an organization on campus at the University of Oklahoma called the Union Activities Board. It controlled every operation on campus except the elected student government. I thought I could learn more from the Union Activities Board than I could learn from trying to run for one of the positions on the campus political scene. So I started working as the lowest level, helping on committees, then running projects, and finally I was chairman of the Activities Board my senior year. That took 4 years of work at college to get to that end. After I graduated from high school, I had the summer to go back to work at the Pepsi plant and all that sort of thing to get ready for college. And went through Rush and pledged Phi Gamma Delta with a marvelous group of men from all over the state that turned out to be some of my best friends.
But in high school, you actually played for the varsity basketball team.
I did. I was very lucky to be the second substitute on the team. The first team were Pete Darcy and John Riddell, Guy Fuller, Bob Mosier, and Pat Williams. And then Nate Graham from Oklahoma City was the number one substitute, and I was the number two. We had absolutely marvelous group of men, lawyers, a federal judge, Tom Brett, was on the second team, a wonderful pilot, Dale Jones, was on the second team. We had Jimmy Gonders, who was a worldwide oil engineer, the kind of men that you would dream about making good friends with. Jim Gonders and I just saw each other at a class and reunion for Valentine's last Friday at the Boulevard Cafeteria in Oklahoma City.
What fun that had to be.
Now, all of the first string but one are dead. The group that's left now, there's, I think, six of us still alive that relished those days. That was a wonderful experience.
In 1948, you made it to the state title?
We made it to the state title, and we beat Tulsa Central in the finals on a dramatic play by Pete Darcy and John Riddell. Riddell, as you know, later became an All-American end at the University of Oklahoma under Bud Wilkinson. But we're behind 30-29. There's been a goal scored, and Darcy is down under the basket. at the end of Tulsa Central. He hadn't started to make it back down towards Irian. Riddell took the ball out after the score that made it 30-29. Then Riddell threw the ball the length of the court to Darcy, who had never started coming back. And Darcy just turned around, took one step, and put it in, and the buzzer went off. Very dramatic.
Coach for Tulsa Central.
Grady Skillern. Grady was a coach there forever. The coach for Oklahoma City was Carol Smeltzer. Carol had been one of Hank Iba's watch fob forwards. Coach Iba, in the years before Smeltzer became Klassen coach, had two very small forwards who were terrific. And our coach had been one of those.